Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of our podcast, Tea Party. In this episode, we will be discussing the disturbing story of Bonskinny/Bonnie. Bonskinny is an 18-year-old girl with possible mental illness. She has a YouTube channel, an Instagram page, and TikTok. She is kept by her quote-unquote Mr. Man. She showcases disturbing functions that nobody wants to see, including her own menstrual blood, her quote-unquote peeing like a boy, her ear bleeding, and her wetting herself.
I think that's disgusting.
True.
But people on Reddit have their reasons and stuff. So, I'm going to share some of them. Okay. So, the first one that I found was from Melissa of Mediocracy.
There you go.
Okay, so it's a response to something which is a little too disturbing to share. So it was about the handcuffs that Mr. Man had on his hands in that one photo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she said, "Yeah, okay. A supposed abuser of this magnitude is going to let her victim be a prolific social media poster documenting the abuse? Give me a fucking break. Also, what the heck are sexual handguards? Those are boxing gloves."
And somebody has also said on a subreddit, aka Nightmare Expo on reddit.com, Isabella's Wild World said, "People have already said what I'm about to say on TikTok, but I'll comment it here anyway. Huge Shay St. John vibes. Haven't been genuinely creeped out by one of these accounts in ages. Thanks for sharing. I know there's not much mystery behind it, and that it's partially a humorous account, but it's still very creepy."
Yeah.
Basically, to run it down, she is an 18-year-old girl who, one, if she leaves, she doesn't have anywhere to go. She'd be on the streets. And, like we said earlier, she posts videos on her Instagram that are too gruesome for TikTok on her own period blood, her wetting herself, her peeing like a boy, a couple pictures of her ears bleeding. And one of the most disturbing is a picture and a video of her locked in a kennel. Somebody was taking the picture / recording besides her. And in the caption it said, "Hey guys, this is Mr. Man," or something like that. It was either Mr. Man or her dad. "This is Mr. Man saying," basically, or whoever was taking the picture. We don't fully know who took the pictures and videos, mm-hmm. but somebody in the description said that she is fine, she was just acting up, and this was one of her forms of punishment. She will have her phone back in about a week, which isn't a very reasonable punishment for an 18-year-old girl with possible mental illness locking her in a kennel.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make really any sense to me at all.
This actually seems real, and I feel like she needs help, and Mr. Man honestly could get a lifetime in prison if the cops came. How she acts and talks shows signs of mental illness, and all of this is probably caused by where she is and Mr. Man is doing to her, which is probably hurting her physically, mentally, and abusing her sexually, since some of her posts look like she has something like an STD.
Mm-hmm. And in one of her posts on Instagram, it's kind of in the middle of her page.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who looks like young Demi Lovato, with their eyes crossed out with a marker, like a digital marker, and then wrote rat with an X face with a underscore as the mouth.
Sadly, Von Skinny's Instagram and is now private.
Which is concerning to me, because for a long time she had it as public, but now
Can't you follow it? Aren't you following it?
I believe so. It's on one of my accounts, I don't know which one. I'm following it, but it could have been removed, because sometimes Instagram removes followers and somebody makes their account private for some reason. I don't know why. But that's not the whole point. And also, there's a YouTube channel that people have been pointing to a lot on Reddit, in comment sections, or in DMs. The 666 show. There is one video of a girl, two girls, and just look up the 666 show, and it's the video labeled toxic. The girl on the right, with blonde hair and droopy eyes, people think that is Von Skinny. The other girl talks really loud, and whenever quote-unquote Von Skinny talks, she either talks quiet, or the other girl with dark brown/black hair talks over her. It was posted January 23rd, 2020, but it looks like it was recorded at least in 2014, 2013, maybe even 2008, when YouTube first came around those times.
Because they didn't really have any limits on their videos. That, people couldn't really, flag the videos or anything.
Yeah.
Because it just came out. But maybe she is doing this for clout.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though, because, for example, Lovely Peaches, who I showed, not good. Lovely Peaches, she said that her child, she was, selling her child, who is a newborn, for prostitution and all this stuff, but it was actually shown that that is not true, and, that her child is actually at her grandparents' house.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. But, basically, the 666 show, people just think it's... Some people think it's just two girls that are living in the emo age of the internet. Others think it is Von Skinny. But in the toxic video, the girl who people think is Von Skinny, the one with blonde hair, they think that's her, but she has a different name. She states it, but I don't remember what it is. People say it's, I believe it's, not people say, I believe it's Tiana or Tiara. Or something with a T, but people think because of her mental illness and Mr. Man degrading her, that's why she's now Bonnie. Paige, what do you have to say about that?
I have nothing to say about that.
And there was a couple...
I believe that.
There are a couple things that stand out to me. Probably the her being locked in a basement or a creepy room. And in one of her Instagram posts, she's taking pictures/videos of a hole in the ceiling and then recording up there. And in the descriptions of the video of the videos and pictures, she is saying that surprisingly they don't know I'm here. So people think that it's one of her ex-friends or one of her friends or
who's letting her stay in the house,
but they just don't know she's actually there. Another thing that pops out to me is this. I will read you a chat thread and then I'll read you a comment that stands out to me and my analysis on the chat thread. This is a chat thread between quote unquote Von Skinny and who is Von Skinny. Von Skinny at 10:19 a.m. states, sure, Reddit is scary. Some of them are so mean. Von Skinny states, I'm in class right now. I'll message after. Thank you, though. Von Skinny, okay. Okay, so first off, is this an act? And if not, are you in need of help? Honestly, I'll just say it because my anxiety is off the roof. This is an ARG, but it sort of symbolizes my life because I do actually have a deformity and hate the fuck out of my face. All I want is to be pretty, and the quote-unquote bruises are scars from you vigorously picking at my legs as a type of self-harm, I guess. And then who is Bon Skinny says, there's a missing plot right here. They deleted a chat, so then it says, no, Mr. Man isn't real. I said it's an ARG. But it's symbolic of my mental state. Okay, thank you for your time. It really means a lot to keep it up as you have caught attention. You're good blowing up, so you're doing a good job. And if you ever need help, people are always here. And then Bon Skinny states, I kind of don't want attention. My anxiety is awful, but thank you. And then, who is Bon Skinny just says, it's okay. What is odd to me in that? Go to the first chat of Bon Skinny saying, sure, Reddit is scary. Some of them are so mean. You can look at it in a couple ways. The first two ways are, who is Bon Skinny saying to her friend, hey, can you act as Bon Skinny so I can post screenshots? And then, like, she would just edit Bon Skinny's profile picture and name over it. Or it could be, who is Bon Skinny saying, hey, is it okay if I talk to you about this and then screenshot it and put it on Instagram? And then Bon Skinny saying, sure. One comment that stands out to me a lot is by ComXVibes1. They stated, it's probably her kidnapper texting. You can tell it was a joke, but still.
Yeah. Also, you would probably think that she's being held hostage, or, like I said earlier, acting for clout. If you scroll down, I think at the beginning of her Instagram, like when she first started,
mm-hmm.
there is a picture of a child with Cruzan syndrome, which is just a deformity of the face. And maybe she might have this condition because she's calling herself ugly and she's not confident in herself to show her face on camera. Maybe it's she wants to be pretty, and that's why she's wearing that mask. And something that people have really been, like, wondering is her age. But she has pictures on her Instagram from 2005 where there are 4 candles on the cake, which is deciding she's 4. So she was born in 2001, meaning she right now could be 19, maybe 20. No.
Like 18.
18, but 19. And then reading Reddit posts, people are saying that she had a child at 17, got kicked out of her house, and had to find a master. Mr. Man, as she calls him. If you enter her username, her name is Bonnie Esmera. And if you search it up, Asmara is a place in Africa, so that could be her last name, or maybe the place she lives.
True. And there's one thing that stands out to me. In the background of some of her photos, there is a flag. And if you were to look at it, and you look it up, it's the Cincinnati flag. Which, I don't know what is behind it, but when you look it up, is the Cincinnati flag. Yes.
Yes.
It is. Speak for a second while I look at what the Cincinnati flag is.
Can we, for a second, just talk about what Mr. Man is feeding her? Because I don't think you're supposed to be eating that stuff. So basically, it's just this brown liquid, which is kind of chunky.
Yeah.
And kind of like looks like the texture of applesauce, but it does not look good, and it's really nasty and stuff. It looks like something that, like, maybe, like, the slop that people, like, animate for, like, schools and stuff.
Oh, yeah. What it looks like to me is wet dog food.
But worse and chunkier.
It's gross, and she puts it in her spoon, she smacks it on her tongue, and she makes odd noises.
And, like, her laughing and, yeah.
Basically, the Cincinnati flag is, the flag of Cincinnati shall be rectangular in shape. It shall have a white groundwork. The red C in the center stands for Cincinnati, and a red Buckeye leaf rests on top. The letter to symbolize the state of Ohio. The center of the C features a seal of Cincinnati, as it was at the flag's introduction in 1896. Adopted 1940, unofficially in 1896, and the use is a civil flag. So, what I draw from this is maybe she has connections to Ohio, but then, like you said, got moved or shipped or human trafficked to Africa. Or the other way around.
Yeah.
So, it could be something with human trafficking, or it could be a missing person case that people forgot about because nobody could figure it out. Because why would she be covering her face? Mr. Man probably told her, because if people saw her face, they would say, some people who were, because the people who would remember, she looks like the girl from the missing person case a couple years ago, or from a while ago, they would call the police, and they would check it out. So that's probably why she wears a mask. Or it could be, as Paige said, she is self-conscious and does not like the way she looks.
I believe that she is in a abandoned house mm-hmm. that she goes to so she can maybe, this is just like the clout theory where she can just record stuff. Like in her Instagram video, she is in another house, so it's normal compared to the stuff she puts on TikTok, like with the broken ceiling and yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would say, connecting with the I'm not supposed to be here posts, like, or they don't know I'm here, it could be, like you said, Paige, in an abandoned house, because typically, abandoned houses are, either are flagged off, / off limits, so kids don't run in there and, like, get hurt.
Yeah.
So that's why she's saying, they don't know I'm in here, because that's just what I think. It's not confirmed, though. What do you, Paige, have to say about this?
But, like, I still believe that she maybe had, like, a kid at 17 that got kicked out. Because she has cigarette burns all over her shins and stuff. Maybe she hasn't taken, like, a shower in a while. And she was, like, out on the streets. Maybe, like, spent her only money on cigarettes and stuff. Along with the abandoned house thing, where maybe that's where she went when she didn't have a house to go to. Maybe, like, that's where she put all her cigarettes instead of throwing them in the trash or something, yeah. In the toilet. I don't know.
Then there's one photo that stands out to me. It's a photo of this guy in a tank top laying on the couch with cigarettes and trash and ash all around him. So it's a filthy household.
Mm-hmm.
Which also ties into the why there's cigarette burns all over her. Because maybe he's using her as an ashtray or something to put out his cigarettes on. That's just my thoughts, though. It's most of the opinions and arguments are never confirmed, but yeah.
But Bond Skinny, yeah. Her TikTok is not private or anything. She did change her profile picture, though.
Hmm.
Most of her content is, well, one of her TikToks was her in like one of the people's rooms who apparently don't know they're there, but again, the abandoned house thing, maybe she just changed the setup, or maybe she went to her house to film that, and maybe she started off in the abandoned house, then she went over to her house and filmed that, so maybe people thought that she was in somebody else's home. But, I mean, I'm neutral. I don't really believe any of these theories, but, I mean, some of them are starting to make sense.
Yeah. I would say, if it's an ARG, it's an excellent ARG slash an act.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah,
once you connect everything together and like you, it's kind of like a web, like a chain of events. Once you put everything in order, it makes the, it connects into the main plot of the story.
Yeah.
It could, if it is an ARG, it's obviously going to be a girl with mental illness who hates the way she looks, with, and so she plays it off as an ARG, or it could actually be her, or it could actually be, like, her in trouble, and then Mr. Man, or whoever kidnapped her, is texting people saying, like, yeah, it's all an ARG, acting as her, even though it could not even be her. And then...
I just found something.
Huh, what's up?
I just found something.
What's up?
So, you know that YouTube channel that they have?
The 666 show, or, like, the Bon Skinny thing?
I found their main YouTube channel.
What's it called?
It is called XX Bloody, with the second zero and bloody being the number zero.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then X, and then Kiss XX. And they actually have quite a bit of subscribers. Maybe. And look, they are literally the same exact people.
Talk for a second while I look at these, videos.
Yeah, so, that was so random. I was just looking on Reddit, and I clicked on one of the links that the person had posted, and I found this.
One thing I will have to say is one of her posts, she also posts, her underwear with, and they have skin marks on it, and pee stains on it, which nobody really wants. Okay, yes.
Their oldest video is from 10 years ago.
Wow. Their newest video?
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. From 2008, Marilyn Manson fan vid with Tara.
No, their oldest video is from 11 years ago.
Oh, jeez. Oh, okay.
That was unexpected. I'm subscribing.
Okay. Okay, and... Yes, okay, so, who people think, Bon Skinny is, her name is, people think her real name was Tara, or Tara, or Tara, however you would like to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
But because she got kidnapped and, degraded and she had mental illness, she either, one, forgot about her name, or Mr. Man,
yeah, like,
told her,
did something that made her think,
yeah,
that...
degraded her so much, so she thought her name was Bonnie, or he told her, your name is Bonnie. So people wouldn't see her face and put the name to her face and say, oh, that's the girl who went missing a while ago. And then call, the police or somebody. And then another thing is, people think it just might be a teen girl who wants to fit in, and she's acting really weird just because she wants to fit in, but that's not confirmed. That's just what people think. What do you have to say about this whole thing, Paige?
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Again, with the lovely peaches thing also.
Oh, okay. Like, I found something.
Okay, what did you find?
It's on the, once again, the Nightmare Expo subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
By Forsaken_Potassium. I've looked into her. She seems to just be an act. One time, she broke character on her Instagram story, going off on a rant about a Trump supporter.
Really?
That's what somebody said, but then again, it could just be a lie. Because people do lie sometimes.
You know, that's kind of how life works.
Yeah. So, it could be true, it could be a lie, we don't know, because you can't replay Instagram live stories unless you have them, like, screen recorded.
Yeah.
Okay. I found something that's a long. It's a long. It's a couple paragraphs, but here it is, by Lorelei 154. Once again, on the Nightmare Expo subreddit. Bond's getting TikTok and Instagram discussion. I recently come across this video about a girl who was making really disturbing TikToks on the TikTok app. However, when you look farther into it, her Instagram gets even more disturbing. Many people do believe that this whole thing is an ARG. But when you go further into the Instagram account, it gets to the point where even someone creating an ARG like this, one has to have some kind of mental disturbance. I don't think that the TikTok account created is as worse as the Instagram, which is why many people do believe it's all fake. Her TikToks are very strange, but I don't find a reason for TikTok to remove them. Most of them are her dancing around in a room or her screaming into the camera. As someone who watches TikToks, I've seen much worse than that has not been removed. If you scroll down to the very bottom of her TikTok page, she shows the Barbie she plays with, and one in particular that is identical to the mask she wears in all of her pictures. And videos on both Instagram and TikTok, the way she dances around and sexualizes herself for the camera, leads me to believe that this is much more than just an act.
She is also wearing just sports bras in her videos. So.
Yeah. And then stuff on Instagram. There is so much on this Instagram that I would not recommend looking at unless you have a strong stomach. These pictures and videos could be fake. But even then, you must have a lot of dedication into the subject you are portraying. Mm-hmm. There are multiple videos of her using the toilet, holding used period products, and more graphic content. One picture that is the most concerning is a video taken by another person of her inside a dog crate. This is absolute dehumanization. The captions for these videos and pictures are just as disturbing. In many Instagram posts, she talks about Mr. Man, who is a mysterious man that is her quote-unquote caretaker. Nobody knows who this man is, and the only clues we have are the one picture of her and Mr. Man, and Mr. Man writing to us through her Instagram page. There are also small details about another woman, Debbie, but I don't know as much information about her. And, yep, that's
pretty much Bond Skinny.
Those are not my thoughts. Those are people's
people
thoughts.
People on subreddit.
On Reddit.
Yeah. Okay, should we stop recording now?
Yeah, alright. Thank you guys for listening in.
And I'm sorry if the audio's crap, but
But thank you guys for listening in, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day or night. Bye.